activities. Don't let shoulder pain slow you down. See Dr. Terry Fenwick at Quest Orthopedics. Get answers. Get results. Get Quest. Next to Pro Rehab on Willow Street in Vincennes, Indiana.
This is the greatest spectacle in racing. This is the Indy 500, part of the Verizon IndyCar Series. This is tradition. And the unexpected.
What car airborne?
This is joy.
Castro Neves has the lead.
And pain.
His engine goes out.
This is fighting it out at every turn for the greatest prize in racing.
You just won the Indy 500, baby!
This is the Indy 500, presented by Penn Grade Motor Oil. This is May. Get your tickets today at IMS.com.
Step back in time during the Vincennes Rendezvous Memorial Day weekend. Relive the capture of Fort Sackville between the Colonial and British troops. Come celebrate in the color, costume, and lifestyle of 200 years ago. Browse among authentic merchant and food booths.
Come to the French Common Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday 10 to 5 this Memorial Day weekend. Adults, $10 per day at the gate. Children, $2. Advance buttons good both days, $9. View Regal Furniture Facts at WAOVAM.com. Click on the Regal Furniture Facts button and learn helpful tips on decorating and buying furniture from Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussrin, downtown Vincennes.
Big games, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes stories. 10 today, each weekday right here on WAOV. The Big Ten Conference is legendary with some of the most competitive teams in college athletics. Me and my team are here to keep you updated on all of them. From football to basketball and everything in between, the Big Ten Today gives you exclusive access to news from every Big Ten program. Tune in weekdays for the Big Ten Today right here on the Talk of the Town, WAOV 97.7 FM.
Do you like saving money? Of course you do. That's how TOC Big Deals helps you. Visit tocbigdeals.com to view local gift certificates to shoe stores, restaurants, spas, and much more. All certificates are 20% off retail value or more. Visit tocbigdeals.com to purchase local gift certificates at a discount price. Save on your favorite places or try something new at tocbigdeals.com.
Further proof that survivors aren't just on TV. Here's another community event from WAOV. Survivor Vincennes is a group for anyone whose life has been touched by cancer. They meet the fourth Tuesday of each month, except for December, from 6 until 7 p.m. at the Good Samaritan Hospital Cancer Pavilion and Conference Room. So again, get more information on Survivor Vincennes. You can call Good Samaritan Hospital for more information.
Your forecast is brought to you by Percolon Gardens, filled with annuals, perennials, hanging baskets, trees, bulk mulch, soil and stone ready for pickup or delivery. Plus, they have new plants arriving daily, so shop today. Percolon Gardens, North 6th Street, Vincennes.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. Cloudy this afternoon, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 80s. Cloudy tonight, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-60s. Partly sunny tomorrow, slight chance of afternoon showers. Highs in the mid-80s. Sunny on Wednesday, highs in the lower 80s. That's your weather forecast from the Talk of the Town. 97.7 FM WAOV.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Risley here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Risley & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
And good afternoon. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company radio station, and it is the Ask the Designer show. Thank you for tuning in here at 97.7 FM, AM 1450, and NewsKnoxCounty.com. We're excited to be here, and I'm joined by my friend and good buddy, Greg Risley. Greg, how you doing today?
Wonderful, wonderful. It's a little cloudy out there, Cher.
It is, it is. It's a Monday. It's kind of been a Monday of Mondays, but that's all right. We have fun here, and we're going to change the attitude this afternoon, aren't we?
Absolutely.
We're going to be positive. Absolutely. No more cloudy. We're going to be sunshine.
Yeah,
so.
we're going to talk about some stuff that will chase the clouds away.
Awesome, awesome. We here at Ask the Designer, we like to talk about lots of things. We talk about decorating, designing, hosting parties, furniture, blinds, clients, parties, entertaining, you name it. We like to talk about it, and we would love to hear from you. There are several ways you can do that. You can go to newsknoxcounty.com, click on the Ask the Designer logo. It takes you to our page where you can listen to us live at the 3 o'clock hour on Mondays. You can listen to previously aired shows, or you can drop a note and send us a topic or idea or suggestion you'd like to discuss on one of our shows. We'd love to hear from you. You could also reach out to us. You can call me here at the station at 812-882-6060 and ask for Cher Elliott. You can email me at CherElliott@originalcompany.com, or you can reach out to Greg. And, Greg, let's remind listeners how they can find you.
They can find me at Regal Furniture, corner of 4th and Bessemer Street, the building with the big red awning all the way around the outside.
Oh, yeah.
Come in, ask for me. If I'm not there, one of the girls will take your name and phone number, and I'll call you back. You can also call the store. It's 812-886-4444. And we can have a little conversation on the phone, or you can make an appointment and come out the house. So,
lots of ways to get to us, and we want to hear from you. Again, a big shout-out to our listeners each week. We're so thankful that you tune in. It's great to hear you out in the community letting us know you tune in to us. And don't be shy. If there's something you want to hear us discuss, drop us a note. We want to hear from you as well. So, Greg, we've talked a lot here in these last few weeks about how we can get ready for spring. It's right. Almost like we didn't even have spring. It's gotten so hot and sunny. It's almost summer-ish out there.
Yep, it is.
But so we've done those few things around the homes, our homes and our apartments, you know, rearranging furniture, cleaning out, planting some plants in a small garden in containers. So, what is new? What are we going to talk about today?
We're going to talk some more about blinds today.
Okay.
Because our guest last week talked about how he could feel a difference in the room when the blinds came down and so on.
Right.
Those Genesis blinds have come out with about 30 new different patterns. So now we have some really vivacious colors, and we have some really interesting patterns. And there's some men's suit stripes, and there's some really good-looking things in those new Genesis shades. And so it's worth taking a look at, and it's a way we beat the summer heat, because we've definitely got the summer heat going on already.
Oh, my, we do. And that was one thing that our guest Gary had mentioned, that he could tell just as he was lowering the blind, the coolness come through. So,
right.
We talk a lot about when we're making a change or we're purchasing an item, that we keep in mind that this is an investment, and
right.
that there are going to be multiple ways that you are going to benefit from that. And you might be investing a few more dollars on the front end, but the longevity more than pays off for that in the long run.
Oh, yeah, exactly, exactly.
So
I had a client that put in the Genesis blinds, lived in Sarasota, Florida, and they had 40 feet of glass floor to ceiling.
Oh, my.
Their condo overlooked the Gulf of Mexico. Beautiful view.
Yeah.
And what a gorgeous that time of day when the sun went down, except the heat blazing into that condo was just oppressive. And, you can imagine 42 feet, 8 foot tall.
Yeah.
And we put those blinds in for them, and they were motorized because they were so large.
Sure.
They'd be hard to pull by hand. So, we did a motorized blind there. And he called me up the first month that they'd been in, and his electric bill had dropped $800.
Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine paying an $800 electric bill, let alone that it saved somebody $800.
Right.
So,
right.
But like you mentioned, being in that particular region, that much glass, that it's the sunshine state, so it's going to be sunny all the time, and that just cranks up the heat as it goes through the glass. So,
well, and that many blinds and that much space was not cheap, but his comment was, they're going to pay for themselves real quickly. And he said, then I'm just saving money. And,
absolutely.
People don't realize how much heat we lose through glass. I have a lot of clients say, we bought the tempered glass, and we bought the special glass that won't let in heat and light and so on. Well, that's all well and good, but you know, everyone I've sold like that, when they got their blinds, they said, I can still tell the difference when my blinds are closed or my blinds are open. Even I have tinted windows or the treated windows, mm-hmm. it's supposed to be better. They said, I can still, you know, I'm glad I got the blinds. I can tell a difference in them. Uh-huh. And then, you know, you've got the thing with these big screen TVs now that the glare,
mm-hmm.
you know, just ruins the TV program.
Right.
And so, you know, there's many of these shades that take the glare out and really make your TV viewing a lot better.
Yeah. And, you know, Gary mentioned while he was here that his main focus was really about protecting his flooring and his furniture because he right. could see how much that was fading and stripping out all the color from that. So, you know.
He had beautiful hardwood in that family room that he was talking about. And it was really taking a toll on the heat and the sun, just really taking a toll
yeah.
on that floor and his furniture too.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, again, there's another purpose for this. It's not just to look pretty.
Right.
It really does serve a real purpose.
Your blinds are very functional and they can pay for themselves. A home with window treatments will sell a lot quicker than a home without.
Right, right.
Because people know the value of that. So, you know, that's an area that you can always invest in and probably get the most of your money back, you know, and particularly if you go with neutrals. And, you know, we've talked about a lot of things, but, you know, I've always telling people, you know, take it easy on your windows, be calm, and do things that will last a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't have to worry about changing the windows, you know, right away. We can, you know, do color in rooms other than in window treatments or blinds. Or, you know, if you want to do something really spicy, do it in a valance that's easy to change and doesn't cost you a lot to put it up to begin with.
So. Right, right. And that's where you can get your color and your blast of color and fun and
right.
without having a big investment or a big change, because we've talked before about trends. You know,
right.
when you get into something that's a bold like that, that's more of a trend and not a true function or a long-time function. And the other thing, you know, I think you mentioned it just a minute ago, is these blinds will also help then in the winter months, help keeping the cold out as well.
You know,
help
absolutely.
Help keeps that
absolutely.
Away. So it's not just a summer savings. I mean, you're going to see this year round that it protects. And the sun does come out occasionally through the winter, and going through that glass, it's going to also work on fading the flooring and the furniture just the same. Just because it's cold outside doesn't mean it's not doing damage.
Right. The ultraviolet light is there summer, winter, spring, fall, all year round. You know, the winter's a kind of a fooler because you don't feel the cold from a window
right.
maybe as easy as you feel the heat.
Right, right.
But if you stand there long enough, you would realize that it's cold air transferring into the house from it. And it's a good idea to change.
Yeah.
So.
Wonderful. All right. Well, it's time for our first break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about blinds and obviously lots of more fun design stuff. So stay tuned.
I tell myself I'm only going to take a few of these pain pills, but we'll end up taking all 60. A few months from now, the pain will be long gone, but the addiction won't be. I'll doctor shop until I get caught, get arrested, embarrass my family, lose my job, lose my friends, and life as I know it will be over. On second thought, no thanks. I'll take something else.
Prescription opioid and heroin abuse in Indiana is a crisis. Visit IN.gov/betterpill to get help and be informed. Sponsored by the Indiana Drug Enforcement Association in partnership with the Office of the Attorney General and aired in cooperation with the Indiana Broadcasters Association and the station.
Knox County children need advocates. This is Superior Court 1 Judge Gara Lee. I see how abuse and neglect affect children in our community. Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, is a proven way to help these children. Would you be willing to make a difference in the life of a child? Volunteer and become an advocate yourself, or discover the many other ways to support the works of CASA. Reach out to our CASA program by calling 886-4470, by visiting us on Facebook at CASA of Knox County, Indiana, or by visiting childadvocatesnetwork.org, and take the first step in making a difference.
97.7 WAOV is your source for news, weather, information, talk, and sports. Listen to the news, sponsored in part by First Vincent Savings Bank, Anthus Heating and Air in Vincennes, Cannon's Furniture in Lawrenceville, and First Financial Bank. Or visit online at newsknoxcounty.com anytime. The news, the weather, the information, talk, sports, and the St. Louis Cardinals. on WAOV 97.7 FM.
Deep trouble because they are purposely injecting left-wing politics into sports.
Rush Limbaugh.
The hemp people doing it don't know how to do it. I've often said, don't try this, you know, what I do at home. There's like clearly a bunch of rank amateurs over there. If ESPN wants to bring politics back, and if they want to do it right, and if they want to win with it, they should ask me.
Catch the Rush Limbaugh Show right here on 97.7 WAOV.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, and it's the 3 o'clock hour, so it's the live local hour here on WAOV. And on Mondays, you get the cool kids. That's Greg Risley and I, and we're here with Ask the Designer. Tuesdays are the Mark and Mark Show with Mark Hill and Mark McNeese, talking about lots of neat, trendy things and what's going on locally. Wednesdays, St. Louis Cardinal Baseball. Thursdays are the with the Lawyer Show, Jeff Cobb and Dave Rolligan. So lots of great stuff going on here each week at the 3 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. Greg and I, we like to talk just about anything and everything, and recently we've been talking about blinds and window treatments. So now we're going to talk a little bit more about window treatments.
Well, we're going to cover one more thing about the Genesis roller shades. We talked about motorization before we went to break last time, but they've got a new little way to do it. They've got a little wand that hangs down from the side of the blind and has three buttons on it. You can press the one button, and the blind automatically lets itself down, and it stops where it's supposed to. And then if you want to put it up, there's another button you push, and it goes up and stops up inside the cassette that covers the roll itself. And then, you know, there's another button that stops it anywhere in between.
Oh, okay, that was good. I had a question, and now you answered it already. I was patient.
So you can stop anywhere, put it back up, bring it down, whatever you want to do. But the nice thing about the wand is there's not batteries in the head rail. You have to get a ladder out and change the batteries or anything.
Okay.
This little wand at the back of it has a little plug-in like your phone does. You know, a little kind of a USB type of thingy. And you put one end in that. You plug the other end into an outlet, and you charge it while the blind's hanging there on the wall.
Well, how handy is that?
Yeah. And easy to do, easy to recharge. And I'm going to show blinds tonight to a customer in Illinois. And so I've got everything loaded in the car. And included in that is my little sample of that Genesis. They call it Auto Wand. And so I'm taking that. And let's see. I've had that Auto Wand probably a good three months, maybe 4 or 5. Because we're almost into June.
Yeah, I know.
And I got this like early January.
Very nice.
And I've never charged it other than the charge it had in it when it came. And I've shown it to, you know, lots of different people.
Yeah.
But I checked it today because it's been a while since I'd shown it. And I thought, well, I better check this. Down it went. Up it went.
Fantastic. Cool.
One of these days I'm going to get caught. I'm going to get to the customer's house and go. And nothing's going to happen.
Yep, that'll be your luck. But, well, that's really nice that it's convenient. You know, not everybody can hardwire electricity to the top of all those shades. So, you know, this is another option to help those the motorization work and function in maybe some houses that you just can't get that hardwiring done.
Right. And the little battery charge thing, the permanent charge and so on, does have size specifications. You can only go so big with it. You know, it's not big enough to do a huge window. It's not strong enough to do that.
Sure.
But the hardwired things that you're talking about are amazing because now they have a app that you can get on your iPhone and you can close and open your blinds when you're gone.
Very nice. Yeah. Well, and I mean, over the years, you've seen more and more things developed to help you make sure your home is secure when you're away. So that's awesome. You know.
Well, not only that, but you know, if people see the blinds going up and down at different times during the day, they go, "Well, somebody's got to be there."
Exactly.
Those blinds are opening and closing. So
exactly.
Kind of a deterrent for would-be burglars and things like that. You know.
Very, very nice. Yeah, that's the Genesis shades just offer so much for people. You know, so as you're remodeling or you're building a new home, that's really something you need to consider. It's a big part of your home. Throughout your whole, all the window treatments are, but
people are building smart homes today. We're seeing that advertised on TV, HGTV smart homes. And, there's all these controls that are done through the phone, through a computer, through a laptop, sound systems, entertainment systems.
Right.
The whole nine yards. Plus, the new thing in remote control now is radio controlled, remotes, mm-hmm. rather than the old fashioned, that were a beam control, mm-hmm. a beam of light controlled them. Now with the radio controls, we can put stuff behind doors and, those radio waves go through doors and glass and things like that.
Yeah.
Where it used to be, you used to have to have your DVR and so on.
Clear open. Line of sight. Yeah. Right.
So it could receive a signal.
Right.
Well, today, that's kind of gone by the wayside. So we don't have to worry about that anymore. And the nice thing about that is in the cellular shades called parasol shades, mm-hmm. They are all radio controlled now. So those are really nice. We can put a valance over the top. We don't have to. Used to be we had a little wire and an electric eye that we ran outside the valance and kind of hide in a corner or above the valance mm-hmm. so that they could hit it with the beam of light so it would tell it what to do. But now with the new radio control that goes right through a valance, you don't have to worry about having a little satellite eye outside of the valance. It makes it a lot more progressive and a nicer look.
Well, as we know, Regal Furniture always does a great job of keeping the latest and greatest out there, and we just continue to see that with things here, just like with the shades, that you're being conscientious of investment by your clients. It's served so many purposes, not just for fashion, and then you're being energy efficient and going green, and you're just taking in everything that's available and bringing it all here to Vincennes and Knox County and making it available for us as well.
Well, we do more than just Knox County too, Cher. We're thanks to the radio station, we cover a pretty wide area now. So
that's great. That's great. That's
so I can go on into Illinois tonight to talk to people about blinds, and they'd heard it from a person who'd heard the radio show. So
excellent. We love hearing those stories that you listen in or you've seen the videos where you and Mark Lang have talked about furniture and selecting furniture. We run the 2-minute Regal Furniture Facts. You guys do a great job of spreading the word and helping educate customers and consumers on selecting furniture. So that's great.
And I tell customers all the time, whether you buy it here or you buy it someplace else, I want them at least to be educated enough to make a wise buying decision.
Right.
Because, it's unfortunately in the furniture industry today, so many places it's all paid by commission.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they're not selling anything and you ask a question, it would be very tempting not to be honest. And, I have to admit that, if your livelihood depends on that person buying that chair that day, you're going to be tempted to be the breadwinner for your family. You're going to do everything you can to sell that chair.
Right.
And sometimes that includes things that maybe you should have told your customer.
Sure.
Sure.
Oh, goodness. So what other items do you want to touch on?
The new thing in the parasol blinds are they've gone to a new 4-inch depth blind.
Now, when you say 4-inch depth, is that the
4 inches deep as far as where it would fit in the window, how wide the cell is itself.
Okay, I'm with you now.
Now, this new four-inch blind is available in a vertical mode, so you can do it on a sliding door.
Oh, very nice.
So it will move from left to right over a sliding door. I've never been a big fan of vertical blinds, because the vertical blinds work on a plastic mechanism on the top that's mm-hmm. kind of accordion shaped.
Mm-hmm.
And if they get twisted or knocked around very much, or little ones pulling on them and stuff, those plastic pieces break in that track.
Yes.
And then you're sunk. There's really not anything to do about it.
Yes, my house on Hillcrest, they had those nice blinds in the family room and in the dining room. And, oh, my goodness, they were constantly popping off. If the dog bumped them or the kid bumped them or you pulled the chair out, you know, over the years they began to wear. And you're right, there's just this little plastic hole that, or, you know, there's a hole cut out of that plastic for it to go in that clamp. And it's so easy for those to pop right out. And then they rip and then they tear and then they break and then you're just out of luck.
Then you tape them, and then they fall off. And,
yeah,
and on and on and on.
Yeah.
I think this new 4-inch cell, since it's all one piece, is going to be a lot better idea and a lot better solution for those doors. Now, a lot of times I do doors with a blind that raises above it, though, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because that way you've got the full glass view of your glass door. So if you know, and if you got a pretty view out, why cut out part of the door with a stack back?
True.
On one side.
True.
So
yeah.
I still go above, and I've just recently sold some that go above for a customer, and you know I did that because they live in a farm. They got a beautiful back view from their breakfast room, and they have a big sliding door in there, and we're taking the blind all the way up and above it, and behind the valance, and.
Very nice.
So that when that sliding door can look like they have nothing there at all.
Yeah.
But yet, when the sun comes in or it gets real cold, they got that blind that'll come down and cover it and save them money on heating and cooling and, you know, take the glare out of the room. And
very nice.
The lady said her grandson would sit at the table and go, "Grandma, that light hurts my eyes." We're going to solve that problem.
There you go. Well, in the mornings, I know I'm not real energetic or real excited about it. So, I definitely wouldn't want the sun in my eyes either.
Right.
So, all right. Well, it's time for a break. When we come back, we'll talk about more with blinds. So, stay tuned.
The Washington Chrysler Center, 97.7 WAOV News Desk. I'm Tom Lee reporting. Final preparations underway for this weekend's Vincent's Rendezvous. The 42nd annual rendezvous will be held on the French Commons off Willow Street. One of the main events this year's rendezvous will be the unveiling of the Sieur de Vincennes statue on Saturday. The Sieur de Vincennes founded the city in 1732. The rendezvous grounds will be open for the festival both Saturday and Sunday. Battle reenactments, food booths, merchant tents, and entertainment will be available both days. Bicknell police arrested a Bicknell man last night following questioning about the burglary in Bicknell. 19-year-old Paul Chandler was questioned by Bicknell police. He was arrested on charges of burglary of a dwelling and theft. Chandler was booked into Knox County Jail on $15,000 bond. AAA Hoosier Motor Club says the national average of regular unleaded gasoline was $2.92 as of Sunday, the average slightly higher in the state of Indiana at $2.96. According to AAA, the price in Knox County, $2.89 a gallon in last report, right near $2.98 in Davies County as well as Pike County. More news is available anytime you want it online at newsknoxcounty.com. I'm Tom Lee, 97.7 WAOV News. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Friday closing farm market report. Green all across the board to end the week. This update brought to you by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. 800-708-CORN, seedconsultants.com. 20 cent higher wheat to end the week, a good day there. And corn got pulled higher as well. July corn going to 402.5, up 7.25. SEP 411 up 7.5, and beast corn 420.25, gaining 7.25. Soybeans went along for the ride. July 998.5, up 3.5. August 1002.5, up almost 4 cents. Novi beans 1008.25, up 4. And 20.75 higher July wheat at 518.25 on threats to wheat crop stress. Live cattle August 98.22, down 87. And July lean hogs also lower, down 95 cents, finishing at 77.25. I'm Andy Eubank. Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Are you looking for news, weather, and sports without the wait? Click on to newsknoxcounty.com, your trusted source for local news, local sports, and local weather information 24/7. NewsKnoxCounty.com.
Ed Carpenter wins his third pole for Sunday's Indy 500. and a rough time with the Rough Riders for Trent Richardson. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. For the third time in his career, Indianapolis native Ed Carpenter won the pole for the Indy 500. Carpenter finished with an average of 229.618 over four laps. His first lap was over 230 miles an hour, the fastest of the weekend. Former Colts running back Trent Richardson was put on the suspended list by a CFL team. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders head coach Chris Jones said the team did not expect Richardson to join them when they opened training camp to, quote, some situations going on at home. The St. Louis Cardinals win 5-1 over the Philadelphia Phillies. They split 4 over the weekend. Jack Flaherty with the win there for the Cardinals. They'll play the Kansas City Royals this evening. And after back-to-back blowout losses, Indianapolis Indians defeated Durham 9-2. I'm Tom Lee. This community announcement on WAOV presented by First Vincent Savings Bank. Your community, your bank. First Vincent Savings Bank, member FDIC. The Thursday Church's final mobile pantry of the season will happen Monday, May 21st at 4:30. That'll be at Thursday Church at 218 Main Street. It's the last soup kitchen of the season, and the soup kitchen will return in the fall. Again, the last mobile pantry of the season, Monday, May 21st at 4:30. Weather presented by the YMCA of Vincennes. Information for the upcoming session of summer day camp is now available online at vincennesymca.org. Camp begins May 29th. Again, more information online at vincennesymca.org.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. Cloudy this afternoon, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 80s. Cloudy tonight, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-60s. Partly sunny tomorrow, slight chance of afternoon showers. Highs in the mid-80s. Sunny on Wednesday, highs in the lower 80s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM WAOV.
Welcome back to Ask the Designer. We are here each Monday at the 3 o'clock hour. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, joined by Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. And Greg, we're talking blinds, we're talking windows, and what other stuff can we do with our windows?
Okay, the parasol, I told you about the new 4-inch cell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the other new thing is with the cells, what they're doing is they've started making a sheer fabric in a cellular concept.
Oh, wow.
So you can get light in without people being able to readily see in.
Yeah.
I've not seen one of these in person yet, so I don't know how sheer it's really going to be. But they're also doing a combo sheer and heavyweight parasol cell, and you can put... It's an up-down, bottom-up blind. So half of it's sheer and half of it's solid. So you can either cut out all the light or all the cold and the heat, or you can put the sheer down and have a very sheer window where you can see the light coming streaming through. And, you know, it will help you, though, beneficially as far as the, you know, the ultraviolet rays and so on will be cut out somewhat. But the big plus is you can set it however you want it. You could have one-third of the window sheer and two-thirds of the lower part of the window privacy.
Oh, very
nice. Vice versa or whatever. Or you can even adjust it to where you've got sheer top and bottom and solid in the middle.
Ah, yeah. So then that way you can block it out and but still have – that's very nice. I was wondering if there was a way that, you know, you could have both at the same time.
Yeah.
But – it could vary between how much sheer you would show and how much solid you would have if you could fluctuate that. So I guess if it's a long enough blind, then you can make sure you have all of that the way you want. Yeah.
Well, you do it any way you want.
Very nice.
You do sheer at the bottom or sheer at the top.
Yeah. And so there's several different shade, different patterns and colors that are available for
and textures.
Textures. Forgot about textures.
Right. And the back and the rear cell is always white. So
We've
even
talked
in
about
a blockout
that.
Blind, the rear cell is white. So again, you don't have to worry about different colors outside and your house looking like a rainbow.
Right. We've talked about that a few times, making sure you have that consistent look through all of the windows and the shades. That's important. So, and then we've talked a little bit when Gary was here last week, and we've mentioned it briefly here today, but Valances seem to be a great complement to these blinds now.
Oh, they're a great complement. They give you a chance to put some pattern in the room and some color without having so much of it that you get tired of it.
Right.
And, you know, it also gives you a chance to express yourself. You can trim those shades and the valances. You know, we're going to do some for one of my customers that will have some fringe on it. And another customer, we did some, you know, spiral roping on it. And, you know, we're doing different things for, you know, different customers. Again, window treatments are very personal. Happen to have some great people that sew for me, and what I can draw and describe to them, they can make. So.
Oh, wow. That's great.
It gives, that way it's unique. I don't use a lot of canned designs, mm-hmm. you know. A lot of things I'll design myself. And then have one of the people that I work with make it for us. We do the same thing with some of the upholstery and things too. You know, we do little special things that can be very, very distinctive. I was talking to a customer the other day, and their chair was, they're going to have a couple matching chairs, but they're going to be a plain fabric. And he goes, I wish there was something we could do to kind of spark those up a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, he's using a paisley pillow on the sofa.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, let's order some of that fabric, like in the pillow, and let's make like a little sleeve that fits over the top of the back of the chair.
Very nice. Yeah, simple.
You know, simple. You could leave it on, take it off. You could take it off and leave it off for months, put it on in the wintertime, or take it off in the summer, change that chair up a little bit. And so I said, well, and let's take it one step further. Since that pattern is uneven, let's follow the pattern around the edge instead of making it just straight across.
Right.
Yeah.
Ah, well, yeah, something just really simple, but yet it blends. It looks like it's a part of the chair, gives you that color. And like you said, mix it up from time to time just by popping it off.
Right.
And then as you rearrange things, you know, put it back. Okay.
Now, here's our next step, Cher.
Uh-oh. Okay. You're going to wow me again, aren't you? Yeah.
We've got a plain valance going across the top of the window.
Okay.
Just a little box-pleated valance on the top of the window. Okay? So we're going to take this same paisley pattern, cut out some of the paisley swoops in it. Okay? Make it up like an applique. In other words, pat it a little bit. Serge the edges. And we're going to pin it in just a few places across that valance. So the pattern from the chairs and the pillows will be repeated in just little splotches across the top of a plain color valance.
Very nice. Something simple, very easy to do, but adds so much color, excitement, and pinned on. So it's not permanent.
Right.
You can pop that right off.
Right.
No one's ever going to notice that you've had that pinned in
there. Or you can do little clusters in the corners of that instead of spreading across.
See,
change the room up.
This is why you hire a designer when you're looking to think, because you think outside of the box. You know me, Greg. We've been doing this a year now, and you know that I'm a pretty simple girl. I can't think out of the side of the box. So, but yeah, I mean, very, very simple idea. It really just makes it wow the room.
Share everybody. We all have our little niche. Yours is advertising. Mine's decorating.
There you go.
When I need help with advertising, I come to you.
That's right.
That's where I know to go.
That's
so,
right.
It all works out great.
It does. I'm just sitting here. I still can't believe that, you know, what a great idea that is, from the pillows to the slip covers for the back of the chair onto the valance, and boom. I mean, you look like it's been a big dramatic
another
thought
time
out
we were doing an entry hall, and we had matching lamps on a chest in an entry hall, and the lady said, you know, I really like it, but it's just kind of blah.
Yes.
Okay.
Because she probably had tan lamp shades,
right.
Or you know, just a neutral tone, just blase.
So we took some of that fancy fabric that was in the valances and put a band across the top of the lampshade out of the same fabric that was on the valances.
Uh-huh.
Boom, boom, all of a sudden. And she had so much fun. She had a club that coming in later that next month, I guess. And she called me up and she said, oh, the ladies were just astounded. They said, how in the world did you find those lampshades that match your valances? Tell us.
It's my secret. I can't tell everything. Well, right?
My decorator did that.
That's awesome. So. Yeah, just little things like that just add so much value to your items, to the room. It just really, really expands it and just the shining jewel, if you will. Just, you know, right, those just, the simple little things.
Yeah, easy to do.
Right.
Not really difficult if you know the right people to do it. You know, and the same way with some of the craftsmen, you know, ship. The,
right.
You know, a lot of times I get involved. Last week I was at a place because they were changing the fireplace, okay? Well, the fireplace was really too small for the wall it was on.
Mm-hmm.
But the firebox is there. They're not going to tear the chimney out and the firebox out and everything. It also had a little step-up hearth,
mm-hmm.
which is just something good for somebody to fall over, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So we're taking that step out. We're going to put new tile in. We're going to widen the fireplace a little bit. We're going to drop the height of the mantle because it was too tall. So since it was too small and too tall, it made it look that much more out of proportion.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So we got the contractor up there, and we kind of, you know, brainstormed it and said, well, can we take this down a little bit, blah, 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 and yeah, you know. And then the lady showed us a picture of a fireplace that had kind of a slapboard top above it.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, that's perfect. We can definitely drop the height of that fireplace, then the height of the mantle, because if we get into an area that the wall's not done, if you're wanting to put shiplap there, mm-hmm. great. We can put the shiplap there. If we've got a hole, we don't have to worry about it. We can make the fireplace look the size it needs to be. And, you know, when we get it done, I'm sure we're going to have a great improvement.
Oh, man. Yeah. See, you need to have a television show where you video all of these things. Or maybe we do that for some of our next Regal Furniture Facts, that we follow you to some of these places that you've gone and you've worked out some of these problems to kind of help show people how easy it is to take something that you have and just, you know, use a professional. And to come in and spend just a little time, a little bit of money, and what a great do-over you can do. We see it on television all the time, and we think that, you know, in 30 minutes, you know, you can have everything done. Just like if you watch some of these TV drama shows or yeah. police shows, you think they can solve a mystery in an hour, you know.
Right. Doesn't really happen that way.
No, but it
you
is.
You can't redo a room for $500.
Right, like. right. But you can learn a lot and see and envision what you can change pretty simple for very little money, just by bringing you in and letting you see the room and just talk a little and think a little bit out loud.
A lot of times I'll talk people into buying an extra set of toss pillows for their sofa. So use one for winter and one for summer.
Yeah.
Change the color scheme up a little bit. Brighter colors mm-hmm. for winter when mm-hmm. you need that little pick-me-up.
Mm-hmm.
And little softer, cooler colors for summer when you need to relax and get out of the heat.
Yes.
You know, that sort of thing. And that's an easy thing to do. You know, it's not outrageously expensive to order an extra set of pillows.
No.
Yeah, just an easy job to do.
All right. Well, it's time for our last break. So, of course, stay tuned because, you know, Greg's got a good recipe for us later. So stay tuned.
New tractor? At LS Tractor, we'll tell you first to shop and compare. That's right, shop our competition. We're that confident that the LS Tractor combination of more standard features, better performance, and proven commitment to customer satisfaction deliver value that's unequaled by others. Want more tractor for your money? Look around. There's one that gives it to you. LS Tractor. Excel in your field. Learn more at lstractorusa.com.
Visit Circle Diversified Enterprises in Flat Rock and get more tractor.
Hey there, it's Reese.
And Irvy.
From the franchise concept, Reese and Irvy's. Our patented frozen yogurt vending robots serve 7 flavors of delicious frozen yogurt.
We're officially labeled one of the hottest franchise opportunities of 2018, and you could own one.
No employees, no rent, just fully automated robots that work for you and deliver instant customer satisfaction.
Find openings in your area at froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 7878. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 7878.
You remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized, more alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. Designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Learn to love your bed. Use promo code SAVE2 at TomorrowSleep.com for $200 off when spending $500 or more at TomorrowSleep.com.
From bluegrass to bourbon, barbecue to basketball, Kentucky knows traditions. But not all traditions are about the slow aging of a fine bourbon or the rolling hills of the bluegrass. Some are about speed.
Here comes Truex racing for the lead. Jimmy Johnson got into the wall.
NASCAR returns to the bluegrass at Kentucky Speedway. Join us for the Quaker State 400 July 14th, where kids' tickets are only $10.
Hey, I'm Chase Elliott. Start your bluegrass tradition today.
WAOV is the oldest station in Knox County, and it's focused on the community. Have a community calendar event that benefits a nonprofit organization? Share it with our audience by dropping a flyer at the Brevoort House at 522 Bustern Street in downtown Vincennes. You can also fax it to us, 812-885-2604. Email it to news@originalcompany.com, or just send it in the mail to Post Office Box 242, Vincennes, Indiana, 47591. Let WAOV help you get the word out about your community event.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, and thank you for tuning in today. We have so much fun here on this show, Greg, and this hour just blows right by so quick.
Flies by.
It does. So this week, we continued the discussion on blinds, and we talked about Genesis and the Paracel and the new things that are out there. We've also been talking about Valances. You know, I've always been the kind that's been a Valance girl. I've never really got into the big orchestrated drapes in any of my homes. But we've talked about the box pleated Valance. And, you know, it's a simple look, very classy. We just learned about how sticking some appliques from on, how easy we could do that, that incorporates that. What other kind of valances are available, or what do you see as the current trend or the hottest thing? Because, you know, we want to know what's in right now.
A lot of the valances are, you know, a soft valance is a rod hung valance rather than the board mounted type of valance. those can be scalloped. You can still have kind of a box pleat effect also in those.
Okay.
You can do a scallop. You can do a sheared, where it's, you know, it's ran onto the rod through a rod pocket.
Okay.
That's a little heavier. You can also do a reverse scallop valance to where it has makes the window look like it's an arch top window.
Oh, okay.
There's some new curved rods that you can use, so you can have a curved top on a valance and a straight bottom. You know, that's called a panel valance. There's, you know, really the only thing that holds you up on what you can do with a valance is your imagination. You know, you can use multiple fabrics. You can use, you know, you can contrast line the hem so that where it folds back, it shows. There's a button valance. You can put buttons on it and then a pattern on a plain, on a solid fabric.
Oh, neat.
Some of the pleated valances, like even the box pleat, you can contrast the inside pleat.
Ooh, that would be neat.
So you can have a stripe on the outside and then pick up the colors out of the stripe in a solid on the inside. The list, it just goes on and on and on. I mean, you know, I can sit here all day and tell you about, you know, a floral fabric, and you can contrast it with a solid and put a solid band at the top and then put another band of the floral at top and get real busy if you want.
Yeah, so you have that break.
You know, it depends on what the window needs. It depends on what the room calls for. Sometimes a banded straight valance is all you need.
Right.
So, you know, it's just really amazing the different types of valances you can do. I don't think I ever really repeat anything exactly the same. You know, even a box pleat valance, it's going to be a different color, a different type of fabric. It might have a contrast cording at the top. It might have a trim at the bottom. It might be fringed. It might be, you know, it might have a band on it of a decorative ribbon. you know, it's just the ideas are endless. You know, it's like you look at the room, get a feel for the room, and then there's something strikes you that might be right. So.
Right. Well, and you can also decide to get something very trendy or very bold. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's just like the appliques like we talked about before. So those are easy to change right out. Or you can go ahead and be a little more cautious and safe, and maybe
if you do a rod mounted valance, you can maybe do two of those. You can maybe do one for winter, one for summer, like the toss pillows mm-hmm. on the sofa. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. So there's a way that you can be bold and still be able to change without a whole big investment, or you right. can be a little more softer and safe and just have a little bit of a little color here or the floral and the solid print together, right. you know, those right. kind of things.
The other thing is you can do valances that are hang on a rod as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Kirsch has just developed some beautiful new rodding. I just got a new Kirsch kit that I can take into the home and show them the different finishes and styles and so on.
Wow.
There's some beautiful new colors. Copper's coming on pretty good.
Copper? Mm-hmm. Ah, I haven't seen that in a while, but good, good, good.
It's, so,
yeah.
You know, lots of new colors. That, you know, we're going into a period where about any color's good because the grays are so strong as a neutral, and you can put almost anything with that. So
very nice.
It's opened up a lot of ideas for us.
Very nice. Are you seeing more people go to the Valance, or are they still going with the drapes? And is there any one particular style that you see?
If they're doing drapes, they're doing drapes to the ceiling now that mm-hmm. go above the windows rather than the height of the window.
Mm-hmm.
Valances are very popular. Blinds are still very much in vogue as far as the horizontal blinds, wood blinds, and so on.
Right.
They're very, very strong. They're still strong. Again, those, you know, you can put a soft valance above it. You can put a valance above it on a wood rod and do fabric that looks like it's swagged around the pole.
Oh, right.
So
right.
it's draped. If you want a little more formal look, if you want a more casual look, you can even do some, you can kind of tie it at one side,
mm-hmm.
flip it over the rod at the other side. It's a real casual look.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've seen those before, so that's good.
And if you have matching windows, you can do them in reverse. You can do the knotted at the center and then the longer tail dropping out around the outside. Draws your eye to the middle of the room. I did that once where on a sofa wall mm-hmm. and the windows were outside the edge of the sofa. So it kind of framed that whole wall, and we put a great big, huge, beautiful print above the sofa, and it was really a neat effect.
Very nice.
We treated the whole wall.
Very nice. Very, very nice. So anything else that you want to talk about with windows or lances, you know, as we're winding down here?
We still do metal blinds, too. Those are not out. It's real good in a contemporary area. The little white ones are great in a bathroom. If you've got a bathroom where you have a little bit of trouble with steam and so on.
Oh, yes.
They're nice because they don't warp and they won't wilt.
Oh, yeah.
You know, different
That's
things.
Important.
And they give you a nice clean look, yeah. you know. And they also come in colors. So, you know, if you've got nickel accents, you can accent, you know, with the nickel and
mm-hmm.
the back side of the blind's white, front side's nickel. So if it's closed, the nickel shows. So
very classy
on the inside.
Very classy.
Yeah.
All right. So there's so many things that we can do with blinds. Simple. again, they are so effective for many things. They're not just for looks anymore. They have jobs.
Very functional. And you know, I think windows are, you know, I really enjoy working with windows. Dressing windows is so important to the way the room looks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I've never been a big fan of the open window because it doesn't do anything for the room. A lot of people say, well, it lets the outside in. Well, that's true, but it lets in the light, lets in the
yeah.
color that
yeah.
doesn't go with the room, you know, and so on. I really like that, you know, I like a room that I can close off if I want to.
Right.
And kind of make it my little sanctuary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It makes, you know, and open windows don't really let you do that.
They don't. No, they don't. All right. Well, we have time, I think, for our recipe.
Ah.
So what is today's special treat?
Today's treat is what's called a party egg. This is something that my mom used to make for breakfast.
Okay.
And it's simple. You actually just butter a piece of white bread or whole wheat bread, whatever you prefer. Butter both sides and then take a cookie cutter and cut a small hole in the middle of the bread. Pull that little hole out. It's buttered on both sides too already because you do the bread first. All right. Then heat your skillet up with some, mother always used butter. You could use margarine or even light cooking oil if you want. And you throw that piece of bread in it, in there with a hole in it. And then you break a raw egg and drop that egg in that hole and let it cook. And you can let it cook and be hard, or you can cook it partially soft. You know, turn it over, and you've got your toast and egg all together in one little package.
Well, how handy is that?
It's pretty good with jelly on it, too,
ooh,
I'll tell you.
Ooh, jelly.
Of course, you know me and my sweet tooth.
Yes, that is true.
And
that is true.
I had friends that used to come over and mother make those, and they liked syrup on it.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Kind of
so,
some French toast.
French toasty.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, simple little breakfast thing, and it was easy. If you had some fried bacon and or a little piece of ham, you had your breakfast meal ready pretty quick, pretty easily.
Yeah, kind of like the egg sandwiches from McDonald's. You know, you've got your egg McMuffin or add in your sausage and bacon to make it a complete sandwich. So,
yep.
All right, Greg. Well, it's been another great show here. And any final closing thoughts?
Give me a call. Let us show you what's new in blinds and window treatments, and let's decorate your windows this summer.
All right. So we can reach Greg at Regal Furniture, 4th and Bestron, 812-886-4444. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you back here next Monday. Have a great week.
That's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and Ask the Designer.
I'm Rich Dennison. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. has implemented several new forms of sanctions against Iran.
The Iranian regime should know that this is just the beginning.
Pompeo says the U.S. could restore diplomatic relations with Iran and provide economic support if Tehran makes about a dozen changes.